listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In today's short time in God's Word, I want to talk to you about another reason to be fair to everyone. And we find this in James chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Let me read those two verses to you. We read this. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. James and the Holy Spirit who inspired the words that he wrote understood the danger of partiality among the people of God. When the people of God are divided by race or class or wealth or social standing or education and so on, that's a very bad thing. Of course, those divisions are bad in society in general, but they're even worse among those who claim to belong to Jesus Christ. Jesus meant for his body, his followers, to be one and not to be divided among these relatively superficial lines. James emphasized this point since the beginning of chapter 2, and he continues it in these two verses that speak about the royal law of God. He wrote this, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture." You see, James anticipated that some of his readers might defend their partiality to the rich as simply loving them as their neighbor in obedience to the law. They might say something like this, "James, how can you criticize me for showing love to rich people? The word of God commands me to love my neighbor as myself, and I'm just loving the rich man as my neighbor. They need love also." Well, of course they do. Therefore, James makes it clear that the problem isn't that his imaginary critic loves his rich neighbor too much. That's not the problem. The problem is that his imaginary critic loves his poor neighbor too little. He's showing partiality. Here's how James said it. If you show partiality, you commit sin. The problem isn't that one is too nice to the rich or to any other measure by which we may divide people. The problem is that one does show partiality to the rich and is not nice or kind or giving to the poor person. So you can't excuse your partiality by just saying, "Well, I'm fulfilling the command to love my neighbor as myself." When we love everyone, not showing partiality by race, class, wealth, social standing, education, and so on, we are fulfilling God's royal law. That's a wonderful way to describe the law of God. Our God is a great king, and his law is a royal law. Our King Jesus puts special emphasis on this command. You can find that in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. And from the Old Testament, it repeats this again, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. James is reminding us that the poor man is just as much our neighbor as the rich man is. So, if you would fulfill this royal law, don't think that it means loving somebody less. Instead, it means loving others more and seeing that in the sense of both the Old Testament and the words of Jesus, we love everyone as our neighbor, especially those in the family of God. Then it can be said of us what it says here in these two verses from James 2. You do well. Well, let's do well, honoring God with this today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.